When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend?
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Hello and welcome to The Friend Request. It's your host, Chloe Madren. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, you will notice I am actually not in my fort right now. Don't fret, today's episode is in the fort, but I accidentally packed it down after recording the episode and then realized I forgot to record the intro. Anyway, so hi, thanks for listening. Welcome to the show today. The top of the show, I'm just dropping in to say hello, introduce the guest, tell you what you're in for, and also, you know, shamelessly plug my shows coming up. I am doing a comedy show. If you haven't heard me banging on about it, I'm doing my first ever solo hour at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year. I'd love to see you there if you're around Melbourne, or if you just know someone in Melbourne, you could tell them to come by, but whatever, you know. It'd be really fun to see some requesties in the wild. Also, tell me that you listen to the pod if you do. Like, oh my God, I'd love to see you when we can chat. Anyway, we can talk about friends. all the links to those shows will be available through the link in my bio on Instagram or in the show notes of today's show. Or you can just Google it. It's called Hot Girl Stuff, Disordered Eating and Crippling Self-Hate. Chloe Madren, just Google, you know, whatever. Anyway, you guys are smart. You know what you're doing. You made it all the way to YouTube or Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to the show. So I believe in you. Anyway, let's get to the show today. It was such a fun episode to record. Oh my God, so many laughs. You're going to love this week's guest. You probably know him best from seeing some of his friggin' hilarious, just like, perfect Instagram, YouTube, TikTok videos, like all of this. He is a musical comedic genius. He was also on Triple J's song sequels, a segment that he had like before he really like blew up on the internet. But you know him, you love him. You're gonna love the heck out of him in this episode. It's the wonderful Tom Cardi.
Hey, who do you like?
Who do I like?
Yeah, do you like anyone? You're silly. Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, who's my celebrity crush? I mean, I've been watching Sex and the City for the first time ever.
Oh, sure.
And I have a newfound love for Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
Because I think I was brainwashed by Family Guy being like, she looks like a foot, you know? And I'm watching it, I'm like, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's so hot. I don't know, who's your crush?
It's my crush. Samantha from Sex and the City.
She's so hot. They're all so hot.
In the reboot.
Oh, she's not in it.
I know.
That's oh, my the point. God. Why cheeky. Didn't she do it?
I think she was like, I'm not doing that. And they're all like, come on. We want to do some more money.
Yeah. You know, I had an idea. I had a theory.
Oh, shit.
I'm wondering, because she's, you know, the slutty one.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe she copped some backlash from that in life. Just because I know what it's like to be openly slutty. And, people hate it. They're like, you've had sex before. You'll have sex with me, you know? And I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if maybe that was a thing. She was getting typecast or anything like that. Or I don't know. This is complete conjecture. Is that the word?
No. I really agree. Because like I watched a little bit of and then what is it called? And then that stuff
and
happened.
Just like that.
And just like that.
Yes.
It did feel like a few of those episodes. Really good. There was like so much more inclusion before when it was just like, what, was he gay if he didn't want to touch your tit or whatever? But the new one's like everyone's, yeah, there's so much more of like the, just, I'm trying to think of another word instead of like wokeness because.
Diversity?
Yeah, diversity is the right word. I'm on the right side, I promise.
No, I hear this liberal woke agenda.
Yeah, my God.
Oh, my God. Trying to shut us up.
You want me to chew popcorn around the microphone?
Yeah,
as well?
I think people like it. I mean, I refuse to read comments, so I have no idea.
You don't read the comments?
No. The YouTube comments are actually really nice.
They're so nice, right?
They're so nice.
YouTube people are beautiful. Right? What's up with that?
I don't know what's going on, but it's a wonderful place. Do you read Instagram comments? Instagram comments?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes I do.
How is it?
It's okay. Yeah, it's good. There's just some weird grommets on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, little vomit grommets. There's like, you see that there's like the reviewed, like, would you, these have been like automatically stopped. Yeah. And he's like, okay, should I go in here? And it's usually just weird stuff. It's not even like gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that. I have the word ginger filtered on my comments.
Oh, buddy.
It's okay. It's just, I did a YouTube thing and there were a bunch of dad jokes about gingers and I'm not a natural redhead. So I'm like, it's just... It's fine. It was funny. It was a fine video to be a part of. But then everyone from that who's found me just repeat the same jokes from that video. That's and it gets annoying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it gets old.
I get that. I remember getting on the bus because I actually used to be a flaming redhead. Yeah. A
what
true
happened?
Ginger.
You grew out of it?
I grew out of it, yeah.
Wow.
I used to have like a big ginger afro. I remember getting on the bus one day and everyone was like, oh, sorry, Ranga.
Whoa.
They said, sorry, Ranga. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I hadn't watched Summer Heights High that week. And so everyone's like, sorry, Ranga. And they're like laughing. I'm like, I don't get what's going on.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But I remember walking home. I had dyed red hair as a teenager for a moment as well. And I was walking home from the train station once. And I saw this tiny little kid like pop his face up over the fence. He looked maybe 5. And I smiled at him like, it's a small child. And then he goes, fucking Ranga.
Yeah.
He was a ginger.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're trying to fight. They're trying to find division. That's the only way they can feel good about themselves.
So true.
And I say they because you aren't a true ginger.
No, I know. I know. It's stolen valor.
Yeah.
I know. I'll take the good parts, not the bad. It's perfect. Good. No bullying, just looking amazing.
Would you rather be a ginger, a ranger, or a blood nut?
What's a blood nut? Oh, wait, like a name? The name? Ginger.
Yeah, okay. Ginger, in your mind, ginger's like cute. Ginger's like...
Feels ginger. Cuter.
Yeah, sure.
There's ginger spice, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. What do you think? What would you prefer?
I think Ranga and Red Nut were more thrown around. They're just like Ranga. Like, yeah, you can like shout that like
it's
a
aggressive.
Slur, you know?
Yeah. I actually looked up... I looked up the history of teasing redheads recently. Mm. And I think it was ancient Egypt or something like that.
Oh, it started.
And my theory was that maybe it was the like Irish immigration into the US. And maybe that exacerbated things because when, you know, the Irish came to the US, like when most people come to anywhere, everyone's like, fuck off, go away.
No one's really liked anyone that's ever gone anywhere.
No, people hate
especially
it.
Especially not Australians in Japan, let me tell you.
They're not into it.
Yeah. They don't say it though.
What's going on? Can I tell everyone this is our first time meeting?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I've already told them, so thank God. I'm glad you're okay with that.
No, it's okay. I'm fine.
This is our first time meeting.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm really good. Got a bit of kernel stuck in my teeth though, so.
It's a really bad podcast snack.
Yeah, yeah. But it's silent, but that's good.
Yeah, it's well, I've had one guest who went crazy with it.
You want a name and shame?
I have already.
It was Goxie, wasn't it?
Goxie was a delight, but I do think he sat around and ate a bunch afterwards.
Sure.
No, it was Andrew Hamilton, if you know him.
Hammo? Yeah, sure.
You see, people call him Hammo, but I know an old school comic called Hammo, and it's too confusing. I think that's crazy.
Okay, yeah.
They got to get rid of that.
Why don't you, different food, yogurt. Silent. Just a big pot of vanilla yogurt here.
You want to share yogurt?
I wouldn't like to not share yogurt. I feel like that would be very, like, we'd
intimate.
Can I take my shoes off as well?
Oh my God, please.
I think they're going to stink, so I'm actually not going to do it. I've been busy.
That's fine. I won't judge you.
Really?
Yeah. Take your shoes off. Get comfy.
Hell yeah. Smell it.
Do whatever you want. Call the housemates. Get the puppy here.
I was on your PlayStation before when you came out of the bathroom, if you want to divulge that, going, wow, there's some good games on this.
Yes, I was trying to pee because I have a maybe UTI. It's definitely... And I just heard the little beep of the PlayStation. I'm like, hey, he's making himself comfy. I love it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks.
How's your day been?
Yeah, pretty good.
What have you been doing?
Drinking too much coffee, frigging around.
That's crazy.
New puppy, so hanging out with that for a while.
Mm-hmm. That?
Yeah, that little dog, Maggie, Magnolia.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good dog name.
It's a good dog name.
Kelpie.
Kelpie. Yeah,
they're smart. Some of the cutest puppies.
Very cute. I'm kind of nervous though. Smart dog, but like if this dog doesn't get indulged and like taught, then it's just going to become one of those evil genius ones that just wants to tear everything up. You know what I mean?
I mean, I relate to that a lot as an adult human woman, so I think that's perfectly fine.
Have you got stimulated enough in your everyday?
No. Well, if I'm not, then yeah, I get antsy. Actually, a friend pointed out that if I don't do gigs in a certain amount of frequency, I start posting thirst traps. Oh. I need attention.
Sure. So what's the amount of gigs? Is it like one every how long?
I can't go longer than like 4 days without.
Sure, 4 days.
Maybe, maybe 5 days.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to know.
It is good to know. Yeah, yeah. There's going to be someone on YouTube who's like, I'm going to sabotage her career. I'm going to see her tits.
Yeah. Yeah, if we really get it down to like none within like half a year, we're going to get her OnlyFans.
I'll be nude on Instagram. It'll be great.
Mm. Yeah, dog mostly. Mostly dog stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember now. I've been put on the spot.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can't remember today?
Oh, this is what happened. This is what freaking happened. I do YouTube stuff. But I'm trying to like, we were talking before about like the comments and things like that.
Yeah.
YouTube is where I do the most kind of like posting and things like that. Yeah. And sometimes I've had a problem and I like email the people. I'm like, hey, can I have some help? But it's just like a dude in an office in like some place that isn't YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they've given me like my own guy.
Yeah.
So I had a meeting
cool.
with him. And it was so funny. So this American dude be like, yeah, I really like the content you're doing. I think you're doing great. I don't think we have to change a thing. And I was like, hell yeah, brother. This is what I wanted to hear. So I had this meeting with him and I was like, yeah, you just keep telling me how good I am.
That's so great. Yeah. Oh my God. I love that kind of meeting.
Do you have anyone in your life that just kind of tells you, just keep going?
I've been meeting with a couple of different people lately.
Oh, shit. You're different, not allowed to say. Do you want to
moving
tell
around?
Management. Oh, fuck.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Really?
I've been having meetings and it's so nice because I have an agent at the moment and she's a delight. But I don't know if she likes me. I don't think she likes me.
Oh, no.
But these people I'm meeting with, I'm like, they actually like me. Or at least they're pretending to really well. And God, it makes a girl feel good.
Yeah, until you sign and then you're enemies again.
Yeah, if I'm not bringing in the money, then they'll hate me.
Yeah, but what can they do for you?
Yeah.
What do you want them to do for you?
I would like a delivery of eggs.
You want eggs?
Once a week.
I think you can just do that on Uber Eats. They do egg delivery.
Okay, this changes everything.
This changes everything.
Oh my God.
20% of my
5-year plan is shot.
Yeah, don't have those. That's my opinion.
Oh my God, I agree. Yeah. Someone was trying to make me do that sort of stuff the other day and put all of this stuff in writing on paper. I said, no. Who you sounds this? Like you're going to try and blackmail me for one.
Yeah.
You don't need to know this information.
Who got you to do this? What was this? The artist's way?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll do morning pages. I'll write 3 A4 pages in my own good time.
Yeah.
And it won't be longhand. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah. I do. Beep. Cheers. I used to do that, but I can't read, so it's just scribbles.
That's fine. You don't have to read. You just have to write.
The two go hand in hand.
I disagree.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that the best writers couldn't read.
Oh, actually, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. I was just talking shit.
So the riff was slowing. No, I when I was a kid, before I learned music, I did music. Cats out of the bag. Whoa, oh my God, let's talk about it.
I thought those hands had seen a string or a bow.
Oh, I know. Keys. Oh, no, before I learned to read music, I made my own, like, way of writing music. It was just like dots and bars and stuff, and I had no idea as to what the actual note was, but I knew the general melody because I was like boop 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 boop, you know. I thought it was a fucking genius.
What did you do when you realized that this had already existed?
I mean, I was very upset.
Yeah,
I was very sad. It's the same thing with when I thought that Hilary Duff stole a song that I wrote at 9.
Fuck.
I think I just heard her song first.
Which one? Was it a Lizzie McGuire one?
No, it was one of hers from like the Come Clean album or something like that.
Say no more.
How long have you been doing music?
Tell me everything. I've been doing music since... Well, music's actually... Talk about friends. Music's how I met one of my best friends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's my guitar hero friend.
Oh, my God, cute. Yeah, how old were you?
We would have been in year 7, so you tell me. How old's that? 14?
11, 12? What?
Year 7?
It's different in Queensland. I don't know.
I think it's 14. Because then it's year 9 is 2 years 16.
What?
No, I'm wrong.
You guys graduate older here.
Really?
We're smarter up there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's the humidity. No. No friggin'
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Everyone's dumb.
I can't... What, at an undisclosed age, yeah. I met him and we were just like, what do you like doing? I'm like, Guitar Hero. And he showed me Guitar Hero and then we just learned Guitar Hero and we were like, fuck, this is so good. I love it. We were playing like Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Awesome.
We started loving like... I'm ashamed to say it just because like virtuosically, like Guns N' Roses and like Motley Crue and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like... great like metal music and stuff, but have you ever listened to the lyrics in a Guns N' Roses song?
I'm sure I have.
They're awful.
They're bad.
I read The Dirt Back to Front, which is like the biography thing.
Yeah,
it's just like the most, I bet half of it's a lie, but just like the most misogynistic fuck shit. Like reading that as a 13, you'd be like, yeah, I want to drink Jack Daniels. But the other side of that was that played a lot of guitar and I'm like, we should start a band.
Yeah, okay. So, but you started with Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero.
Before even picking up a real guitar.
Yeah, of course.
Whoa.
Because then you just start to like the music that it's doing. So yeah. Like Ozzy Osbourne and stuff like that.
Were you shocked when you picked up a real guitar?
This isn't like it at all. These buttons are way too big.
Wow. That's so cool. So you weren't like pushed into music at a young age or anything by parents?
No, Tiger Mummy.
Wow.
It's kind of sexy when you say Tiger Mummy.
Yeah, that's okay. Whoa. Need a warning.
Yeah, sorry about that. Trigger sexy to boner alert. Sorry, that comes after, doesn't it? It's like an amber alert. No, I did have to do 1 year of piano.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn my chops.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned... Oh, Christmas tree. And then I didn't have to do it anymore. But then knowing that was great later on. So I was like, whoa, I know how all this kind of works.
Yeah. It's super helpful. Yeah. Piano's a very good bass way to start.
It's all laid out. Yeah. You from saying keyboard fingers before.
Yeah. But like I'm only really to a level of being able to accompany myself. I'm a vocalist first and foremost. Oh, I did a decade of vocal training.
Yeah. What kind? Are we talking musical theatre?
Musical theatre, classical and jazz.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The big three.
Yeah, the big three. Yeah, no, I loved it. It was a whole thing. And then, you know... comedy was better.
You know, you can do both.
I know. I want to ask you so many things about it. Oh my God. Because I'm so not done with the childhood, but just on this quickly. Were you doing comedy like open mics and stuff? Just funny with your music.
I did a lot of improv.
Yeah.
When I teach a bit of improv. I love doing improv. I did like arts reviews and like reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Forbidden. Yeah.
No, it's awesome. I'm so jealous. I want to do improv.
Man, go do some.
You have to pay
reviews.
Like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I got in very lucky. Mm. I was like, I call myself a improv Nepo baby because like at school I had like Steen Raskopoulos and like, He's a big improv name. There'll be some nerds on the podcast that are like, oh my God.
Okay.
A lot of people will be like,
who?
Yeah. I had some cool cats teaching me.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, come do like this fringe show that we're in. And so I just like got in without having to do all that stuff. And now I teach at that freaking school. So I'm the one on the other end of that.
Whoa. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
teach me some improv.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
No, that's fair enough. I see my name written in your book over there.
Don't look at my notes.
Why? Why is there so many love hearts written next to the names?
I told you I have a crush on everyone.
That's fair enough.
No. Do you have an improv lesson?
For you,
mm-hmm.
I feel a little scolded because I did offer and then you went no. And
I was trying to be funny.
By being mean to me?
Yes.
By being rude to me?
That's not my style. I know. It's not natural. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Just an apology formally and written would be nice.
Okay.
How big is your wing wang? Such a weird way to phrase it. Okay. This is improv. This is because I teach musical improv.
Mm-hmm.
I love musical improv.
This is awesome.
So we're going to do like a rhyming game. It's called Beastie Boys. So we have like a subject. Let's say it's like school.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sing like a little rhyme. I'm going to set up a rhyme.
Uh-huh.
And then on the other side, you know how in Beastie Boys they always go, I like my food in a bucket. Homework, I say, fuck it. And everyone says, like, fuck it. And everyone goes, da-da. They'll do that. Yeah. So if it's like school, I'm going to set up the rhyme. And then you're going to like yell the rhyme response to me.
Okay.
All right. I'm sitting with my best friend's name is Ben, writing on a paper with a
pen.
Yeah. And now you do one.
Okay. I need to pee because I have a UTI. I just think I got it from that
a guy. Yeah. And now you beatbox for
okay,
me.
Okay.
Was that a school one? Was that a school subject?
No. Maybe. I've had a UTI at school, surely. Hell I'm yeah. sorry. I got off topic. Cheers.
No, that was sick. I got a UTI. I got a UTI.
I cracked under pressure. I was freaking out. No, I was just trying really to think good. What's relevant, you know? That's natural.
No. That was beautiful. You don't mind if I open this water bottle, do you?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Let me
no,
just get down here.
I didn't give it to you with the hopes that you would keep it shut. It's all yours.
Okay, cool. Do you reckon this is a weird angle for the camera if I'm doing this?
I reckon it's probably really good.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think it's probably the best for the audio listeners.
I'm lowering myself. This is not the goofs that I do. This is not the sort of goof I do.
Okay, so that's awesome that you freaking teach and that you just it was just funny with music. What were you always funny as a kid?
I liked it. No, I was okay. So when I was young,
yeah,
I did a lot of magic tricks and juggling.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like to express myself in many ways, but at the same time, I did a lot of sports. My father was in the Wallabies. Yeah,
so that is a F N R. F-L?
It is an NFL team, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
The National Football
Rugby
League. Before they divided the codes in 67.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a Wallaby. He was a Union, so it's like,
wow,
just like the Australia team.
Okay.
But he played so long ago that the videos are in black and white, and it is like a Monty Python sketch.
Cool.
It's like Cardi's passing the ball now, over the top, flying fast and fun, and they're like running around like Benny Hill sort of stuff.
Oh, fun. Mm. Well, how old is he now?
He dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Ugh. He'd be like 70, he'd be 80.
Yeah, okay. You are what is colloquially known as old sperm.
Tight.
Yeah.
That's tight old sperm. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you were... His older sperm. Yeah, I've got pizza on my finger.
Tight.
Yeah, sorry. I like pizza. I'm basic. I don't know what to tell you.
What's old sperm?
Old sperm. It's the you know, what's left.
It's what's left? What the fuck?
As getting older, your sperm's getting old. I've
never been so offended before as called what's left. In a spoof.
Well, I would like you to know that in my family, we actually really... fought over what would be called the rest of anything, of a drink, of a bag of chips. So I guess you could say that we would probably also fight over the rest of the sperm.
Okay, sure.
So it's a compliment.
You mean if there's a cup of sperm there and everyone's like, "Ooh, I couldn't quite possibly."
Yeah.
Okay. How many in your family?
So many.
Mm.
So many. I have like ex-step parents and current step parents, and then they have children. So biologically, I'm a youngest of three children, but then I've got a younger stepsister, and I've got another set of step siblings who are even younger.
Mm.
How many in yours?
I'm the youngest of three as well. Two older sisters.
We're the same age as well.
Holy!
I googled your age. You're 29.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you excited to be 30?
I am so excited. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah?
I'm ready.
Man, I want to be 33.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens at 33?
I feel like you just sorted, you know?
Mm.
I feel like you just got some shit sorted by then. I've always wanted to be 33.
Yeah.
I used to lie when I would be like 20, writing songs at a bar like a fucking loser. And people would try and talk to me and I'd be like, pretend that I'm a 33-year-old widow. And I didn't make a lot of friends that way.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, that's strange.
But they thought I looked great for 33.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, were you telling people explicitly, I'm 33 and my husband is dead?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I would have a little bit more, you know, subtlety to it. I would tell them a bit about him. You know, I haven't seen my husband since the incident. I'm like, what? I caught him with my brother. Like, what? Like, where is he now? So you're divorced? Oh, no. He's gone, you know.
And your brother?
Quiet. Nothing.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good. Yeah. That's a cliffhanger to
yeah.
hold it on.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you do magic when you were young? Or just me?
No, I didn't. Actually, that's just you.
What would you think? Okay, so I had a bit of a thing where I'm only reminded of this after the fact. I did a lot of magic on the bus for the ladies.
Okay.
I was a young guy.
Uh-huh.
And I was called Magical Red Nut in school. The girls wouldn't call me that, mostly the boys on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, there was certainly a confidence there. So if a young fella, I might even do one for you now, actually. Mm. Why not? Hang on.
Oh, please do.
A young Tom Cardy comes up to you,
mm-hmm.
freckled and red
mm-hmm.
of hair.
Mm.
Old sperm, some would say. Waddles up to you and does this.
Oh my God, how did that happen?
You give me a kiss? You give me a bus kiss?
Oh yeah, obviously a bus kiss. That's the best kind.
Well, yeah, backseat.
Well, bus kiss, you could fall over and then you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you could just chip your tooth.
Damn, that's really cool. For the audio listeners, Tom just did an incredible trick that defied reality, the laws of physics.
Most of them.
Fuck, that's cool.
Yeah, don't. Watch the video if you're listening to the audio. Just believe that was very fun.
How did the kids respond to this? You know, you had the nickname. Was it friendly? Were you making friends? Were you ostracized?
I wasn't fully ostracized because, as I said, I did do a lot of sports as well.
Thank God for sports.
So there was this strange dichotomy of like being in like the good basketball and rugby team and like running a lot.
Like Troy from High School Musical.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I've been listening to the High School Musical soundtrack today. I don't know what's fucking wrong
with
me.
Which one's Troy?
He's Zac Efron.
He's Zac?
Yeah.
I've never been likened to Zac Efron.
Well,
Does he do magic tricks and stuff?
No, but
he does drama,
doesn't he? Yeah, he goes and does drama when he's the sports guy. And everyone's like, you can't do both, but he makes it cool.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you don't relate to that then.
No, I don't. I never got into the High School Musical. I wish I did.
No, that's fair. I mean, clearly you were cool as a kid.
I did. I just told you I did magic and juggling on a bus, dude. In what world is that cool? I'll take
but
it.
You did
I appreciate
sports.
That. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
It balanced the things out. It just meant that I wasn't fully. So I have the confidence that is a result of
you
that.
Are a very confident man, it seems.
Thanks, dude.
And you'd have to be a pretty confident child to be doing magic openly.
That's it. Yeah. To answer your question, how did they react? I honestly don't remember a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not repressed,
mm-hmm.
but it's not ready to be called upon.
I don't remember much.
No?
It's okay.
It's your earliest
memory. I think
memory.
It's fine. Well, I think this is a made-up memory of many memories, you know, but I've always thought that I remember crawling up to a woman up this corridor at my second birthday.
Mm.
But it's a memory of a memory of a memory, you know? It's like, how real is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's fake. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I probably just saw it on a home video or something.
Sure, yeah.
Possibly.
Yes, yeah.
Otherwise, a few years ago, I remember some things.
I remember earlier today. Okay, question. You remember this.
Yeah.
What's your first horny memory?
I don't. See, this is the thing. I've been horny since the day I was born and everyone knew it. It's horrific. I remember being really into like lots of different cartoons.
Okay. Oh, yeah, good.
In a sexual manner.
Mm.
But I think even before anything was personified in a horny manner, like I loved the showerhead. You know, like I was from a very young age, it became clear that my mother couldn't walk in on me anymore.
Yeah.
I was exploring myself a lot.
Lovely.
It was just forever. I don't know. What was your earliest horny memory?
I think there must have been early ones, but watching Seinfeld and there's a whole episode about like, they did like an episode about the cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what's going on here? And then Elaine walks in, she's wearing like a low cut shirt. And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And just the family like watching like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It was very exciting.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Exciting for the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Everything was really hot, man.
What happened, dude?
I don't know. Maybe I was, you know, something bad, but.
Pardon me? Sorry, what? Was that just like a little
know.
Thing
I
just
don't
trying
know.
To get out of
I'm
your
I'm trying
mind?
To piece it together. I have no clue. I'm pretty sure I'm all good, but I have so many like blanks and who knows. But I do know that when I told my mum I was bi at like 14 or something, she was like, yeah, babe, I know.
Mm.
I'm like, what? What do you mean? She's like, you've just been checking everyone out forever.
Yeah.
So, it you know, it all adds up.
For sure. Oh, I'm glad that she was paying attention.
Oh, totally. She's bi, so, you know, awareness.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Do you guys high five, or what do you do in a situation like that?
Yeah, we high five.
I don't know. I don't know chicks, dude. I don't know freaking bi chicks, okay?
It's not real.
Yeah, you bunch of liars.
Pick a lane.
Yeah.
Did you stick out the magic as a teenager?
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah?
I think when I got sick with COVID, I was like, I'm gonna do my card tricks a bit more.
Oh.
It was teens, and then I started getting more into music and comedy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Late teens.
And you made friends with the music, or you had friends. I mean, you were
made friends with the music. That's beautiful.
It's fucking beautiful, whoa, dude. Whoa.
That's so weird. It's not written down on your page, though.
It's not. What stop is written down is look. They're just prompts, but also I have sleepover games there for later, so we can get back into those crushes. It's very exciting.
Thank you, Dickie.
Yeah. No. You were doing music. That's a great way to make friends as a teenager, yeah, right?
It's cool.
So you were in a band.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cool. I was in a band. I got into a band after school, actually, when I was 19.
Oh,
my
yeah?
sister's friend, who's a close friend of mine.
Yeah.
Good friend called Taras.
Cool name.
Yeah. Very cool name, right? He put me in his band. We got signed to Sony. Can you imagine
oh
that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, after a few years. And then whoa, they dumped us after a year. So we couldn't perform for them, like the Monkees. Oh. You know Dance Monkey by Tones and I?
Yep.
Music business just like that, dude. It's just freaking like that. No, we had one good song, all written by my friend. Mm-hmm. Like one, I was a drummer in this band.
Oh wow! Yeah, okay.
Yeah. One really good song written by him, and they were like, "Yeah, this could really work." Signed. I was doing like studying a psychology degree.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, I finished my honors by that point, and I was like, no, I started about to start my honors. I was like, should I do music or should I do psychology, mum? Mm-hmm. My mum's a GP. She was like, do the music. You can always come back to that. Aww. And you're going to get signed. Yeah, so I was like so grateful that she said that.
So much support.
So much support.
That's so nice.
And then I did it, and then we got fucked by the man. I know, right? And so me as a straight white dude, I had nothing to fall back on. So I just lived with my mum for ages and went to TAFE to learn how to audio engineer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you kept or started writing stuff from then, or?
I make little things. I make the stuff that I make now just for like fun, but just for myself, not ever thinking. I've always loved musical comedy. I love Tenacious D and stuff who are coming here. I'm obsessed. I'm trying to like mess with people. I'm like, hey, can you get me to open for Tenacious D?
You should.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
If anyone knows anything, do you have any fans?
Damien Power.
He
opened for them, toured with them.
Actually?
Yeah. I was talking to him about it days ago.
Oh.
Hit him up.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I need their management details. I got to slip my name in
there. I'm sure he'd have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like all the music, comedy and stuff that like the music's really, really good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not just necessarily like ukulele on a stage and like funny stuff and like a funny rhyme.
Yeah.
Although we did play a rhyming game before, which the whole point was funny rhymes.
I know, but no, I completely know what you mean. When I started comedy, because I had so much background in music, everyone's like, well, you're going to do musical comedy, right? And I was like, I think I just want to kind of get good at this first. And, you know, I don't know. We'll see. There's so much cringy stuff, but when it's done right, oh my God, it's phenomenal.
Mm.
It's so cool. Like my dream is to have, you know, a comedic musical one day, like a Book of Mormon style thing, you know, just poof.
Have you written any funny songs with your piano?
I've been working on it. I am actually doing a song in my Melbourne show this year.
Oh.
I'm so scared.
What is it?
I can't. It's a parody.
Hell yeah.
But I think it just works really well with the show. I don't know. You'll have to come and see and tell me what you think. Tell me if it's bad. It's a weird thing because, like, you know, I personally think that music is even, no matter how funny it is, there's just this huge level of earnesty, right? Like authenticity. And it's a very impressive thing to me for people to be able to ride between the two, to have... it's only earnest because you're like, oh, I'm trying. And that in itself, to comedians for the most part, is like, oh my God, yuck, don't.
Wow, so interesting, yeah.
Have you ever found that? Or like, are you not surrounded by like dipshit comedians?
I think, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But I've always found that like, it's the thing of trying that like, that's the thing that kind of resonates with other people.
Yeah.
And like looking cool and being good at something, there is something very impressive with like doing a kickflip and like not even caring about it.
Oh my God,
but like
totally.
The look of like doing something than being like, and that's like a connection. And I feel like that just resonates with other people.
Yeah. 'Cause
like shit, musical comedy especially is like, there's no such thing as cool doesn't care musical comedy. The closest thing is probably like Tenacious D, but they're still like, we talk about boners and stuff and they know it's like tongue in cheek.
Yes.
But like, so you have to kind of be like, I like this.
Yeah.
And I hope you like it too. And I'm not going to be like, whatever.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. I think you're right that like the public consumers fucking love it. And I think it's so silly that more old school, less so, you know, with more modern comics and stuff, but old school comics especially, they just have a really hard time with anyone trying or being like, I'm good at a thing. I'm not into it.
I've been thinking a lot about, I've listened to a lot of Rick Rubin recently. Oh, yeah? I'm thinking a lot about our tall poppy business over here.
It's just insipid, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But it gets in our more what the things that you say to yourself as opposed to like what other people say to you as well.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
What do I do? Well, I found that I'm very lucky that this sort of stuff that I do is I can do it all myself. So I can do like the music production. Mm. And I do all these things myself. And then I can make the video and stuff. It's all pretty lo-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And I finish it and I'm enjoying the process of it. Because the most important thing is enjoying the process, not thinking about the outcome and how many tickets you're going to sell or how many likes you're going to get. And so I always do it, and it maybe is to the detriment of like having a big campaign or a plan, but like I'll finish a song, say like I spend 2 weeks on like just one idea of a song and I do the music and the video and it's like a full song that I can now release on Spotify or something like that with a video. And that's like that's a good 2 weeks if it's like really banging it out.
Yeah,
and then I finish it and then I'm like, I could hold this off. And I've talked to my distribution. They're like, we would love 2 weeks to like market. I'm like, can I give it to you and you can have it up in 3 days? They're like, you seem to know like what's going on. So luckily they're like, yeah, you can do that. But then I just put it out like the day after I'm finished with it. And if there's aspects that are shit, that's fine. But I feel like I learn so much by finishing something as opposed to getting to a stage and going, how do I make this the very best? And there's aspects that are shit at this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Then you just do the next one.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to make more stuff.
Mm.
And not drive yourself as crazy with it.
Absolutely.
Right.
If the focus is on the process and you spend more time on the process than thinking about the outcome, then I think that's what makes me happy.
That's very cool.
Yeah. How do you deal with it?
I don't know. Breathing.
Yeah. Meditation.
Yeah. I've been slack lately, but yeah.
With breathing?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, many times lately, I keep just choking on nothing. I don't know why. I've been really busy. I think I probably talk to a lot of people. I'm not doing any therapy at the moment. And my poor friends and family just get phone calls. My boyfriend just, you know, I'm just relentlessly chatting, blah, 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 talking things through. And he's being helpful, you know. That helps.
Good, yes.
But for the most part, I just am drowning in self-doubt most days.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Ugh. But then some days, you know, I also am diagnosed bipolar, but, you know, the over-pathologization, that's not the word, but, you know, people over-pathologize.
What does that mean exactly?
Is that the word? People diagnose everyone with everything.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm a bit blah, but have been diagnosed with bipolar. Yeah. So some days it's like real bad. And then some days I think I'm fucking awesome.
You are God, man.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Such a good feeling. And there's no doubt on those days.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder, I mean, I guess, you know, people without a diagnosis kind of go through like a little version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I try and going through a little bit of that. My family has a history of bipolar as well.
Cute.
We got a few drops in there. but like, yeah, trying to find like that when the self-talk is really good and being like, huh, how do I remember this on the other days? I mean, it's different when with a diagnosis. I feel maybe there's a bit more chemicals and stuff going on. So I'm not going to say it's that easy. But
No, I
I'm
think
telling
that
you how to fix yourself.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll go for a walk. Okay, I'll just go for a walk.
Yeah, just wake up a bit early. Stop eating chippies.
Oh, my God. No, it is hard. It's hard. You try and remember the things on the hard days. And then, like, I just do all of those things. I'm a classic, like, I do the walks. I do the food stuff. And it helps, I guess. A bit, you know, go to a gig. That really helps, unless you bomb and then you feel worse.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Ooh. When you bomb and you're like feeling kind of bad before, is there anything that you feel good about? Are you like, at least I went there? Or is it all just like...
No, there can be. Sometimes I still... I'm usually trying something new. And so I'm glad to have done that. Mm. I don't mind a bomb if I am myself about it. If you know what I mean. Like, if I go up and I'm me, even if I'm not my best, but I'm just like me, I'll bomb and I'll learn from it, or it'll just be funny or whatever it is, it's fine. But if I bomb because I've gone up and I've, I don't know, had a codral or too many coffees, or like all of a sudden I'm not present, then I'm so mad about it because like I could do better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
That sounds like a wonderful instinct, even though like what you said was like a, you know, a negative thing, you feel bad. That sounds so good.
I think so. I think it's relatively healthy.
Yeah. I was listening to my friend Rick Rubin, Rick, if I will. Mm-hmm. He said some really cool thing, which was like when that I resonated with me so much, which was when you do work, some people say he's like for the audience, but when he does stuff, it's for him first. The audience comes last.
Yeah.
It's like a diary. This is all for him. It's like a diary entry. Yeah. And when you do that, and if other people don't like it, it's like, and they say that's bad. Well, this is like my diary entry. How can you say a diary entry is like, it's, that's not a bad thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's like when you're true to yourself, then yeah, I really like that. 'Cause I was like, whoa,
yeah,
this is cool. this is correct.
I like that a lot. I think that it's perfectly fine. To have a give and take relationship with performing and, you know, creating and whatever else, because you've got to, right? You've got to have something in it for you.
Gotta.
Yeah.
It should all be for you. If you can.
Yeah, I like that. Wait, when you were studying psychology,
yeah,
did you become one of those people who would diagnose all of their
no
friends?
No one diagnoses all of their friends. I feel like I hear this all the time. Well, maybe people do, actually.
I've seen it on Community, okay?
Yeah. No, I didn't diagnose my friends. I think... The biggest thing, no, I didn't die. The only time I diagnosed someone was when I was working for someone. I worked at a School of Rock, and her like claim was that they had stolen School of Rock from her.
What?
She was a special, a real piece of work, this lady that ran this place. She was like...
This is me and Hilary Duff all over.
This is you and Hilary. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She like ran this huge house in King's Cross, and she... Like, and she had like kids in and out. There were like seven like of these rooms.
Okay.
And she was just like, so she picked me up right out of like a few years into uni, and she would just belittle to be like, you don't know what you're doing. Like, what? I've given you this job. You don't know how to teach music. So I'd like taught like all the instruments for a while. Right. And I was like, yeah, you pulled me out. You've pulled all these people in like bands and stuff. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And she was just wacky. It was, she'd be like, the whole point was that you could go and like take things off to go and do like touring and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got musicians. And then she'd be like, what, you want to take a Thursday off? Why? I'm like, because we're doing like the Brisbane Big Sounds, like, like a label conference thing. And then she just like, it was weird. It was my first like bad boss. And that was the only time I was like, you got to be borderline. This is crazy.
But you weren't even saying that to her, right?
I was awfully horrified. I was so scared.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's pretty rare for people to, unless they're the direct doctor, to be someone who tells someone that they're borderline.
Oh, it would have been great.
Given the kind of people that are borderline.
Yeah, for a 22-year-old to be like, I think that you have a very difficult personality disorder. But I joke's on her because she still messages me and she sends me like a message with like the face of one of the students being like, look how good he is drumming. And I'm like, who is this? And she goes, my name. And I say, and I don't say anything back, even though I'd like to be mean. So,
oh, that's so good. Does that feel good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy. Whatever.
Do you like to be petty?
Yeah, I do. I think everyone likes to be petty, right?
Right. Yeah. Have you ever had any big fallouts with friendships that end with some petty justice?
No, can I tell you? Really. Because I think usually the friendships are kind of start that way. And I kind of sense something. I kind of take a step or two back after like the first few hangouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first few things. I'm just like, And then I monitor it. Can I tell you, I love, for someone who I think like quite empathetic, I'm tooting my own horn here. I'm really like listening to other people. I get very like anxious and upset if I feel like someone else is like, if I've done the wrong thing or if I've like sent a message, someone hasn't messaged me back. And I'll be like, oh no, the way I've written that has made them like think that I was assuming something.
Yeah.
Really bad. But for some reason, when people are just like, they said that and I'm not sure, I'm like, oh, fuck yes. I actually say fuck yes when I hear about drama that impacts people's lives. I don't know what it is. It's so weird.
I completely get that. Maybe it's a part of feeling like you're the same or just with the anxiety side of it.
Sure.
Right? I don't know, relating to someone. But it's also just entertaining.
Mm.
I don't know. I love hearing about other people's goss.
Do you have any goss currently? Current goss?
I'm
going to change position for current goss.
Nothing I can say on mic.
Yeah, well, I was wondering because you did ask me that pretty like, do you have any friends that you've fucking fallen out with? I'm like, oh yeah, my best friend, Taras, that guy I said before. Piece of shit.
This is what you said you were afraid of with the podcast. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Oh my God.
So Chloe, no.
Oh my God. No, I did have a big falling out that I have spoken about on the podcast. I haven't named names because she doesn't deserve it.
No.
But it was kind of part of the impetus of the podcast because when this happened, I dreamt about this woman for months. I spoke about her at therapy.
That you don't do.
For months. No, I'm now out of it. I can't afford it right now because I'm a star.
Your 10.
Yeah. But at the time, my therapist had stopped me and be like, babe, not everyone's going to like you.
Whoa.
And I was like, why?
I'm perfect.
I'm awesome. She was like, you don't like everyone. And I'm like, a lot of people suck. I'm not them, okay?
No.
But, you know, it happens. It's okay.
Well, you dreamt about them for months.
I dreamt about it for months.
Wow, you got to do a podcast.
I know, right?
When you set up this fort, this beautiful...
Yeah, my home.
When you set up your home every day, do you think this is all because of her?
No, I don't think about her much anymore.
Okay, cool.
Thank God.
Sorry for bringing it back up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your apology.
That's okay.
Maybe we're even now.
I don't think so. I think you still owe me one. I think you still owe me one or two.
You'll be getting a letter.
Well, you got Xbox as well?
Yeah, there's an Xbox. I mean, it's not mine.
Lucky boy.
So, bringing us to present day a little bit.
Okay.
You're a bit of a superstar.
No.
You are.
What in the friggin' musical?
What? It's very cool. I know that you were doing stuff, was it Triple J?
Yeah.
Yeah? That was a few years ago now, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And then when did you really blow up online?
I don't know.
Okay.
2021, I put out, it was funny. It was like maybe the third video I did was one that was just like a short thing. I remember telling my friends, this was really good. So I know just to jump back to creativity and just like a process stuff. And just like trusting that the execution of something is like more like it is the sum of more of its parts. I feel like so many people work with people and like, here's the idea. And they're like, no, let's work with the idea before we like execute.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to do a song. What do you guys think of this? Where it's just like the, what I want you got.
Actually use that in the theme song.
In the theme song. I know I was listening to it. I got on this fucking podcast. I better listen to at least one episode.
So rude.
I'm sorry. Up until that part goes, what I want? And I was like, and I'm just going to sing You're a Cunt there. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And then I did it. And like Kate Beckinsale's fucking resharing this thing.
Oh, get fucked. This ego
went nuts. And it was like the third video I did. And I was like, I guess my friends are stupid and dumb. But no, it's just the
Did your friends not like it?
No, they were just like, that's fine.
Yeah.
They were never going to know that that was like just the one that was like the most shareable thing I think I've ever done.
Yeah.
Just like so many people. I actually was, I was coming back from America at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, he's a man about town.
Sorry about it. I was in LA. Ever heard of it?
Los Angeles. Oh my God.
It means the Angeles, I think. The Angels. And I was coming back from the Angels and they'd accidentally put me in first class. I asked for an upgrade to premium economy because the other people were paying for me to get there. And when I saw my ticket, it said 1A. And I was like, seat number 1A?
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, okay, just be chill because these tickets are like 25 grand. Mm-hmm. Make sure they haven't charged anything. I get into the first class lounge. I'm like hanging out. It's like, this is weird and cool. I'm like getting drunk. And oh I'm just like talking God. To people being like, I'm going to get thrown out of here before they can throw me out. And the guy next to me is like sitting there and I started talking to him. I'm just making a ruckus. And this, I was like, what do you do? And he was like, oh, I'm like an oil magnate. Person.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He'd been like in Los Angeles and around like the desert doing stuff. And he's in like, lives in like Perth.
What?
Doing like oil. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This makes sense. Like you're first class.
Yeah.
And he's kind of gruff for a while. And then he looks at me and goes, wait a second. Are you this guy? And he shows me that. And he's like, I say that to so many of my group chat mates.
Oh my God.
I'm like, hell yeah. And he wouldn't leave me alone for the rest of it. He's like, dude, you rock. I'm like, fuck.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And they never kicked you out?
They never kicked me out.
Oh my God.
I was in the seat at one point and I was like, oh my God, once they shut the doors, mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then the lady came and she was like, ah, Mr. Snow? And I went, huh? And I was so drunk already from all the delicious oily beverages from First Class Lounge. And I was like, no, Cardi. And she's like, oh. Oh. And then she just walked away and I was like, oh fuck, this is it. But then they shut the doors and they couldn't do anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Anyway, yeah, that's my story.
That's incredible. You've now, I'm going to the States this year and you've now almost certainly ruined my trip over there.
Yeah, it's going to suck
shit. I'm going to be so upset if I'm not put in first class.
What are you going to the States for?
To be a star.
You are a star. Yeah, you're already a star. You're going to the Angels?
I am there in New York and I think that's it. Maybe Vegas if I get this festival. Which will be fun.
The Vegas Comedy Festival.
No, it's Skankfest.
Skankfest.
Yeah. But I had planned, because I've never been.
Mm.
I've been to like Thailand a bunch, but I haven't really been.
Sick. They're very similar.
Super similar, yeah. I imagine. I've always had it in my head that, no, I don't want to go that far, that long of a flight, unless I can afford first class. And then now it's like, oh, I have to do some shows there. And it's, you know, coming on 6-7 months away, I can't afford first class.
Mm.
Now, if I don't get up there, I might kill myself.
That's the point, yeah. I reckon
I might that plane.
Yeah, take it down. I mean, the way that American immigration is, they're going to listen to this. And
yeah, I might bleep that.
Oh my God, that's going to be so much fun. And that's a tax write-off, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I'd have to pay taxes, wouldn't I?
You gotta pay I'm gonna believe that too. But you can surely, if you're working over there.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I know how it works because it's like if you go over there to work.
Yeah.
I've
got to get. I'm getting help to get a visa sorted so that I can work, so that I can make money, because I gotta make money.
Yeah, it's tough to figure out how that's.
But it's okay if I don't figure it out by that trip. I'll just like
kill yourself.
I'll just kill myself.
Yep.
I gotta stop threatening to kill myself on this podcast. It's the second week in a row now.
Yeah, well.
But I will leave it because it's just a short trip, and then you know next time I'll sort it out. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, I think I need a private jet now because of your delightful tale.
Yeah.
What was it like?
You don't want a private jet. You want to go first class, big seats. It was Qantas. It was like. It was like a bed.
Mm.
It's crazy the amount of money you have to spend for it. But I was like, this is like, I could sleep.
Yeah.
I can sleep. But it's not worth it. Nothing's worth it. Worth it to sit next to that legend.
Can you have a cat on there?
Can you have a cat?
Yeah, if you're in first class.
Gee whiz, I don't know. Do you want me to check?
If you could. Contact your people.
Yeah. What's the allowance on cats?
Thank you.
I don't think so.
Shit. Okay. Well, when you became a superstar... Over time, did anything change within your friendships? Did you start getting like jealousy? You don't have to talk about it. I know you're scared of this. I know you're scared. Or on the flip side, did anyone make fun of you, or did they support you? What they tell me.
I think there's two. I'll say kind of two things.
Yeah.
One was my friend. This is the only friend. All my other friends are going to be like, "What the hell? Why aren't you mentioning me?" It's because you're dead to me.
Whoa!
Is that Taras? Yeah. That one friend, so supportive.
Yeah.
I'm horrified of performing live, right? And really? For 2 years now, I've been like, I should perform live.
Mm-hmm.
I should try and do this. Mm-hmm. Just the stuff that I make is so internet based. The way I do so much production. I love being in the studio.
Yeah.
It's not really a live thing, but a lot of comedians are like, I talked to my friend Michael Hing quite a bit when I was doing that Triple J stuff, and he's like, why don't you go do tour? Why don't you tour it?
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, it's kind of the same as if I said to like a stand-up, well, why don't you put TikTok? Why don't you make TikToks? Why don't you make a TikTok account and put all your energy into like making social media
it's just
posts?
It's a different thing.
It's a different thing, even though it kind of is like the same. Mm. You know what I mean? But I was so scared, and he was just like, dude, I'll help you. He's an incredible musician. He was like, I'll help you. I'll do like all the backing track. I'll do all this. We'll figure it. I'm like, oh, that's really nice. But you know, I'm not making money from it. He's like, no, you don't have to pay me. Like, we'll figure out all that stuff later. And he's just been like, I've like so many times I canceled a few gigs. I was going to play Splendor.
Yeah.
And it's long enough after they can't sue me. I was just like, I got up to like a month before and I was like, I can't fucking do this. I'm so.
God.
And that's the one time I did like pull out and I was like, no, I can't. And he was like, that's fine. And like most people would be like, all right, fine, I'm not going to try anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Kept being just like in a cool way. And it just worked out so well. And like last year, I was feeling, we're talking about self-talk and stuff. I was like looking at the videos I've posted and the songs. I'm like, I didn't do shit this year. And I was like, wait a second. I played at like a Sydney Opera House and I did like a gala there. And I like ran a gala at like, at the Factory Theatre, and I played at like State Theatre to open for these people called Game Grumps, who are like these very much the same sort of like internet nerdy sort of fandom that I do. And I was like, oh shit, that's all because he was just supportive and like he was on stage with me like fucking around the keys and stuff. So that's like the super supportive.
That's so sweet.
He's incredible.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think there's something really like, you know, romantic relationships are beautiful. I think they're like desserts. You know, you don't need it, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Can be nice if it's good. Friendships, it's like a whole nother level. I think that shit makes you live forever, you know?
For sure.
Oh my God. And making my heart tingle.
Not as much. I think that one of the things that I think our relationship works so well is that there's, if we don't talk to each other for like a few weeks, neither of us are like worried too much about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. And we do call each other up and like have a chat, even if it's just like for a few seconds, just to be like, hear each other's voice is really nice. But there's not like that feeling of like, it's not ownership is what I'm looking for, but something that you do feel, I think, more in romance. It's socialized.
Insecurity,
There's like, and it's also fine to be like, well, you should be insecure because this is like your one and only. So they do kind of belong to you. And
it's a different thing.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be possessiveness in friendships. I've definitely had that problem though as a like teenager more so. But especially because like, you know, I told you I've got a crush on everyone.
Yeah.
I had, you know, the odd girlfriend that I also was mildly in love with.
Yeah,
and so I'd be really confused just being like, really jealous of her hanging out with another girl.
Mm.
She'd be like, what the fuck? Why? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's because we scissor sometimes.
Did you have any girlfriends that turned into anything more?
Yeah.
You have to tell me exactly who they are, but you can tell me the feelings around there.
I've just spoken about it a little bit. There's that one girl. Sorry, popcorn in my mouth.
That's okay. Maybe I'll take a sip as well.
It's great for the pod. No, there was a girl in high school. We were like best friends. We would also smooch sometimes. And then she was like, but I'm straight. And I was like, what?
True.
And then she had a boyfriend, but then also still wanted to keep smooching sometimes. Mm. And then they broke up. And then I was deeply in love with her. And she was deeply hot and cold and in the closet. But she's out now.
Oh, yeah.
Full blown gay. And I got a boyfriend at some point then afterwards. So we just stopped. And then later in life, she actually apologized for being like kind of shitty, which was so sweet.
How did you feel getting, how long after, I was about to say reached around to?
I love a reach around.
How did it feel getting that reach around after so long?
It felt familiar.
Sure. How long after the fact did you get that call up?
Oh, it was probably at least 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
So I felt good. It was really nice. Good. I had completely let go. Like as in absolutely no animosity towards her whatsoever, but it was really sweet. It was kind. It kind of made me feel a bit more sane. Like I wasn't making things up, you know, kind of validated things. And then we've just had like a nice, not a very close, but a nice friendship since, you know, she'll come to shows sometimes and yeah, it's really sweet.
That's nice. I that pleases me because that pleases me deeply. I am pleased because I kind of think sometimes that when there's like a relationship, maybe it's a different thing and maybe it's like a stereotypical like thing to kind of call up your ex and be like, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like after years and it's like, I've gotten over this or it's like maybe
that's for you kind of a
thing. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't seem like it's so but it's different, kind of a different vibe to
I think it was different because it was so intertwined with the friendship.
Yeah, sure.
And I did feel crazy and I wanted to feel like a little vindicated, you know? Same reason I go through old screenshots sometimes. I'm like, what happened? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I'm sane.
You want to keep those screenshots.
Yeah. We have to get into our sleepover games.
Okie dokie.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
You all right with that?
I was waiting for that the entire time.
Oh, my God.
It's funny that you're not a natural ginger because your eyes, it matches your eye color really nicely. Is that why you've done it?
Well, thank you. No. I mean, I do think it suits me, but my siblings are gingers. So it's in the blood. What is the face?
I don't think I like that.
Why?
This actually is how it is. My sister and I are gingers and my other sister is not. I mean, I've lost it a little bit. I'd say
you've
lost
it entirely.
I'm rusted now.
You're a liar.
I'm auburn rust. I'm feeling saucy all of a sudden. Give me friends you want to call up.
Let's call them all.
Let's call all your friends, all seven of them. all six of them now.
Oh, no.
You're losing friends by the second.
Go on.
If my other sister was like, I'm dyeing my hair red, I'd be like, no.
Maybe she does feel that way. Maybe my sister feels that way.
Do you want me to call...
Maybe if you could. Well, maybe it's like when we were, I think she was probably like 18 and she was like, can I do singing lessons?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I said? Of course, my sweet angel baby, go fly. Do what brings you joy.
And
so maybe she has the same compassion for me and my red hair.
I don't think that's the case. I could call up my sister right now and say, would you ever dye your hair red?
Yeah.
And she would say, no, of course not.
That's your thing.
That's your thing. That's your one thing. My arm's falling asleep.
Your hair's not red.
I'm ready to play games now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just... That's a cool tattoo.
Oh, thank you. It's a flower. It took 3.5 hours because it's watercolor and you can't even tell. I said, it's going to fade in no time. Please stop. I am dying.
No. I'm. It looks different to normal tattoos. Different to good tattoos. That was a little joke. I'm sorry about that little joke. No.
Now, we're definitely even by now, okay? I'm not writing you an apology.
Come on, please.
What do you want?
I think it's nice because it looks different because there's no like hard blacks to it. Can we get this on the shot?
Put it on WikiFeet.
Yeah. Oh, you on WikiFeet?
Yes.
Do you want to check out my WikiFeet?
Yes, please.
Who's got a better WikiFeet, do you reckon?
Oh, my God. I reckon you. They're mean to me. Someone voted bad and I'm like, I've got cute feet.
This is... sexism at its best because I'm going to show you something behind the popcorn. I haven't cut the nail, so it's fine. But look at this horrendous motherfucker.
They're not in great shape.
Thanks for being nice.
I'm honest. Can you please?
I do appreciate that. But now that I mentioned it, I feel like people are going to be looking and they're going to be like rewinding it.
No.
If you do a video, can you please?
I'll block it up.
Yeah, can you censor bar over censor my disgusting raptor feet? They help me run faster though.
Yeah.
Wiki feet.
With the toenails?
No, not the toenails.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Just saying they're not necessary.
Oh my God, there's pictures of you. Oh my. You got 4.5 stars, you dumb dumb. It's beautiful feet.
Okay.
You've got 24 beautiful, 12 nice, 8 okay, 1 bad, and 2 ugly. Let's go to the...
2 ugly? Oh my God, I haven't checked it.
Oh my God, there's all these... Yeah, because there's one where you were really getting the yah-yahs out. You were wearing the equivalent of the Elaine Bennis low-cut shirt, but you were just wearing the... You're wearing the up feet and you got them all out.
Oh,
there,
Jesus
see?
Christ. It's awful. That's nice. Yeah, that's not a great shot. If they want to assess my feet, I'll send them photos. They can send me money, but, you know.
This is if you don't do too many shows, you start getting your feet out on the podcast. All right, let's see old Tom. Birthday. Ah, same birthday. Very nice.
I'm worried you're out of frame at the moment, just FYI.
Sorry. I'm getting a little...
You're uncomfortable. You're getting antsy. We need to play these games, but you're trying to show me your feet.
Your
feet are right here.
Wiki feet men. 4.65.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Fuck. Okay, if you listen up, requesties.
I've got so many.
If you love me, if you really, really love me, you get on WikiFeet and you vote good. You vote beautiful.
You heard it here first. Let's Tom Cardi has better feet. The best. I have so
That's
many.
So unfair.
I have much less ratings than you, but still, you know.
That's so unfair. I'm actually going to chop my feet off.
You probably should.
They're like my favorite. No, my ankles and my wrists are probably my best physical feature.
Your phones are incredible. Have you ever just gone on your phone? Sorry, I'm having fun.
Do you have ADHD?
I dated someone recently who had ADHD and I was like, I'm getting along really well with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Never been diagnosed.
But you said past tense dating or recently.
So I went on a date that? With.
Well, okay.
I'm not sharing any of
no,
my secret.
No. Don't tell me.
I'm sharing my secret toy mind thoughts with you. I mean, this is the first time I met you. You call me on for another podcast. We'll see what happens.
Okay. No.
Let
no,
me
no,
see.
Please.
I want to see what you've written about me.
No, I'm going to read them. They're not written about you. These are sleepover games. Okay. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. We're starting with Would You Rather.
Okay.
It's a good game.
I have a good Would You Rather for you as well.
Go on.
Would you rather
mm-hmm.
Be able to breathe underwater? Mm-hmm. Or never have to clean up a mess ever again.
Breathe underwater.
Yeah.
Easy. So easy. I love, although part of the meditation of swimming is the breathing. So maybe not. But then again, also, that would be so cool. And cleaning up a mess, as much as it sucks, it's rather therapeutic.
Wow. I love how you've taken every aspect of this and how to find mindfulness in your daily routine.
I'm so mentally unwell. I have to.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm like, it's everything. Like, what would you like for dinner tonight? It's like, well, soup would help me think about water more.
I'm not even kidding. I was planning ramen because I just wanted to make my body feel a little bit better with some bone broth and good nutrition.
I getcha. Yeah. Okay, that was my little one. Sorry, go on.
It's a really good one. I like that.
Thank you.
What would you rather out of those two?
I think probably mess.
Yeah.
Although I absolutely use cleaning up as like, I get overwhelmed in a social situation and I go, this is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner party, I can now go and like clean
and
not be a part of this and be constructive and feel good.
Yes, that's so smart. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Just have a little breather.
Just take five. You know?
Fuck. Yeah. Well, also, I mean, if you really want that ability so much, you should get a Roomba.
Get a Roomba? Like a dance?
No.
Zumba. That's
the
Zumba.
Robot.
I'm talking about Zumba. Sorry.
The robot vacuum.
I don't want to make any robots
do. Oh my god.
He's a
Luddite.
If you do a robot. No, I'm not. I have so many Google Home smart bulbs in my house. I can say, hey Google, turn my house red, and it looks like a freaking porn set. I just don't like having them as slaves because.
He's more like a pet.
Okay.
Which even then, I like to say that my cat is the cat that lives with us. You know, he's my son that I gave birth to. But no, Max is a wonderful. He eats. He lives off trash.
Is this your Roomba?
Yes.
You have to show it to me after.
I will.
I don't trust them anyway. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's get into the really hard hitting stuff.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have to sing everything you do like a man in a musical, or never be able to sing again?
Sing everything I do.
Yay! Start now.
Is it, do I have to sing like dialogue or is it just like, oh yeah, Chloe, this is really nice. Anyway, I better go, reaches for my keys, opens the door, like that? Okay, that's fine. I'd sing it like in Les Mis, so it'd be quiet. So it'd be like, this has been a really beautiful, like a date, if it were a date, we'd be like, this has been a really beautiful night.
So suck.
Leans in. For a little kiss.
That'd be so insane.
Yeah. But I get really good at singing. Everyone would be moaning with me.
You'd always be warm. Your voice would always be warm. I mean, I act like that when I'm on my own anyways. I fucking love singing. All right.
What would you do?
Same.
Same?
Yeah.
If we get perfect score, does that mean we have to be best friends?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, next one.
Okay, would you rather be banned from mustaches or wife beaters?
Oh, like I'm not ever allowed to have a mustache.
Yeah. And for any international listeners, a wife beater is a singlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a famous domestic assault person to make that joke work, but yeah, lucky that there's not famous. Lucky we don't hold them at celebrity.
I don't know. There's a fair few.
Yeah. I would have to say wife beaters. I need to keep the moustache.
You need to keep the moustache.
Yeah, I think so.
It's so good.
Thank you.
Mm, I'm so jealous. I think one would really suit me.
I think you'd great. Do look, that colour?
Like the Yosemite Sam?
It would be very.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Big long one. I'm working on it. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Spicy. Your impersonation of Santa.
Oh, yeah.
This is all my characters. Yeah, yeah. This is not so much your character, but your impersonation of Santa.
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog. Or not your dad, but the proverbial your dad, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone's dad.
Someone's dad. Okay. Yeah,
fuck, marry, kill.
That's a good one.
Is it?
No, it is. I kill Kermit.
Oh, okay. He's gone.
If I marry, do I get to fuck them after as well?
Of course. I mean, people who are married are allowed to have sex now.
I don't know about that. I check that.
It's actually the only way you're meant to have sex.
I fuck Santa and I marry your dad.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
That's a great choice.
Santa's not... It's embarrassing, but ever since I did make a video where I dressed as Santa mm-hmm. in a wife beater, mm-hmm. I've been like, that's hot.
It's hot.
I look...
Yeah.
I want to... People being like, oh, Santa Zaddy? And I'm like, I don't get that, but I get it. I do get it, kind of. I want to suck my dick.
For the Christmas special, I asked the guest if she had ever thought about Santa in a sexual manner, and she had to think about it. And I was like...
You liar.
What? And she was like, are you thinking of a specific Santa? And I was like, no! Santa, you just... Obviously, don't we all want to fuck Santa?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to me. I got to stop implying a bit more. Okay, new game.
Okay.
This game is called Bend or Snap.
Okie dokie.
What it is I say a thing and you tell me whether or not your friendship bends or snaps. Like if you can be flexible about it or mm-hmm. if it's over.
Okay, and I'll just play it as me. Okay. I'll play it. Hey, for you, I'll play it as me. Let's go.
Okay. Bend or snap if your friend makes you wear full-length pants.
Am I misunderstanding?
No. I've just seen a lot of your knees in your videos. It's a beautiful thing. It seems like part of your shtick to just be in shorts.
Fuck you. My shtick is so much more than wearing shorts. I bend if someone makes me wear pants. Next question.
See, this is the problem of having a guest on that I don't actually know. I have to make a lot of guesses.
No, I like it. Because some of them, those first ones, I was like, oh my God, she's like, watch my videos and stuff like that. But I like that you think like, yeah, Tom's going to love this. I know that he fucking loves. I do actually love my knees. I've got the old two knees, you know?
Whoa. Oh, do you want to feel something cool? Cut my knee. You like that?
No, next question.
They dislocate.
Oh, that was like, it was gritty.
Mm. Yeah, it's scary. Walking's a scary thing for me.
For sure.
I'm a dog walker too.
Dog walker.
Walk all day.
Walk all day with the doggy in town.
Okay. Bend or snap. If your friend is rude to waiters.
It's getting close to snap.
Mm. Yeah, I'm same, that I think. Depends. It depends how rude. Like, if they're just autistic, then that's fine. Mm. That's funny, you know.
I've had friends that, like, an equivalent. When there's, like, a group of people that they're just like, oh, no, like, we have the right. You can do whatever you want. It wears thin. I had a friend a while ago that would, like, cross the road without... like anywhere on the road without looking, like a car would slow down and he like wouldn't look at them.
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, I was just like, yeah, this isn't good. I have to put this away from the core values of our friendship because I'm pretty annoyed with you by this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, and it's easier to do that with a friend because you can kind of compartmentalize. You don't have to be around them that much, but that's a tricky one. Don't choke.
Don't say that. I choke if I want.
I'm not going to save you.
Mm-hmm. You'd give me a Heimlich if I was choking, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't know what I'm doing. You and because of knees. My current position, grab your knees?
Yeah, there's a Heimlich. I know you've been looking at them. I know you've been checking out my patellas.
I was just going to say, maybe I'd probably like try to elbow your tummy or something. It's not bad. Nice. Would that work?
I think that's what you're supposed to do, actually.
Okay, all right. I'll save you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bend or snap if your friend invites you to do a podcast and then they demand that you take them out of your message requests on Instagram.
That's bend. That's bend in the right way, baby.
All right. Take me out of the message requests. What's a girl got to do?
Did you message me on Instagram?
Yeah. It's so embarrassing. I told you this when I messaged you on Facebook.
But you said that.
I think I deleted.
But I followed you.
I know, but they didn't come through. I messaged you on Instagram and then because I think I must have reacted to something before you followed me.
Mm.
So there was something there.
Okay.
And then you followed me and I was like, okay, gonna reach out to big old Tom Carty. Say, hey, what's up?
Big old sperm Tom Carty. Ancient, big stuffy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, look.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
But look at the friendship that's blossomed now.
I know, it's wonderful.
Get away from me.
Talk to us in 10 years. I'll still be in your message requests.
Hell yeah, and I'll still be not responding.
Fuck.
How was Slutfest or whatever it was in Vegas?
Skankfest.
I'll see you at Slutfest. It's a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
for sure, dude. For sure. Have fun.
Okay. one last game.
Okay.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's truth or dare. Now, it's up to you. You can choose truth. Apparently, the actual rules for truth or dare are that if you don't want to do the truth, you can do the dare. But it's, you know, you choose, whatever.
Let's do that. Let's do that because I want to know what the truth is. So truth.
All right. Is music or comedy harder? Tell me the truth.
Is musical comedy what?
Is music or comedy harder? Oh.
I'll tell you the opposite. I'll tell you that. And then I'll tell you. And then I still want to do the dare.
Okay.
Comedy's harder.
Whoa. Yeah. Why do you think so?
Because you gotta.
I mean, I fully agree.
You gotta just stand there and be like, do you think I'm funny?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot with music. There's a lot more like, if you don't get what I'm doing, mm-hmm. if you don't like this, that's fine. Cause everyone has different tastes.
Mm.
But comedy is a little more like people can kind of have, even though I don't think it's objectively like one thing,
mm-hmm.
people kind of like assume that it is like objectively, well, you're funny. That's funny. Or it's kind of like,
yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing. There's like very little respect for it as well. Mm. Whereas if you're playing an instrument, even if people don't like the song, even if they don't like one aspect of the like instrumentation, they don't like the vocals or whatever, they still respect like, well, you learnt how to play an instrument and good on you.
Mm, that's it. People don't understand how music works, so they couldn't really say I could do better. But whether comedy, people are like, well, I've told jokes before in my entire life,
yeah,
so I could probably do it. But it's not right.
It's not okay.
Can I do the dare now?
Yeah.
What is it?
You're gonna hate it.
What is it?
Accept my message request.
No. I refuse.
Shit,
sorry. I thought it was just something weird, like do a big push-up.
All right, do a big push-up.
No. You make me blush. Oh, my God. I'm not doing it.
That's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. Anytime. Come on back. Okay. We're best friends now.
Can I come back after Skankfest and we can debrief?
Yeah, of course. I'll let you know how it goes. I think it's going to be crazy. Crazy.
Are you going to go to the casino? You going to make some money?
Oh, I'm scared of gambling.
You do Ocean's 12.
Yeah, I reckon I'd be good. I used to play a bit of poker.
Oh, shit. Online?
No, just with fake money.
Okay, that's basically the same thing. Very nice.
Do you want to tell the listeners what you're up to? Got anything to plug? What you're doing? Where to find you?
You can come to my house. Knock my door. You say, hey, what are you doing? Maybe give you a kiss if you're cute. You can go Google Tom Carty. And then you can listen. You can watch the videos on YouTube maybe, or you can listen to the music on Spotify if you like.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh my God, anytime. Thank you, beautiful requesties, for listening. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye. Mwah. I didn't come to your party to talk about boring shit. I don't care about the weather, babe. I didn't come to your party to eat all your chips and dip. I did not RSVP, so your new boyfriend can get to know me. Everybody at the party has a job. Money's that motherfucking party dog. Forgot to get it, got a bad fat dog in your bedroom with no one else around. And if your roommate walks in, I say, fuck off. This is Dog Pat Town. And you don't have a passport. He says something dumb like, I don't need a passport for municipal interstate travel. This is a sovereign city state. Like the Vatican. Gotta get that dog. Yeah, and I'm the proper bat body dog, body dog. I'm the Joseph Bias on that dope shit. Proper bat body dog, that's my job. Check the census, you will see a big fat fresco painted on me with the big pump hat. At the back of the party, one handful of dip and one handful of corn.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.